He spoke about the milchamas with the Yetzirah and against the Goyim in previous generations, which was against Klal Yisrael as a whole. Today we said the Ikka milchama is against the Yochid. The Jew sits alone on his own in his room alone. And that's where the milchama takes place. And therefore we said the tools and the kalim, the weapons that we used in the previous wars, are not going to work here because the enemy's changed. The enemy changes, you need to change your weapons. As ba'isa milchama sheteranu li'il, this milchama that we've just discussed now, and we mentioned yesterday, im lo nishtamish beklia milchama shenosim lanu Avram Avinu, where are we going to find this kli, where are we going to find this weapon to beat the new Yetzirah? Is we said we learned from Avram Avinu. As without that, ein lanu kolev shelut v'natzach. Without that, you have almost no way to be matzliach. As ma'hi oisa cherev pipyo shehinchel lanu Avram Avinu, what is that sword, that weapon that Avraham Avinu gave us? Habe'oimazua gaiva a Yehudit. Kosher Jewish gaiva. Let's see what that means. As Avraham Avinu haya kamoinoi, Yochid veboided bil memchosoi. Avraham Avinu was alone in a war. And we need to learn from him how to fight that battle. Since he arrived at the Nakuda Sa'emes of Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam, that Hashem needs me, and we'll have to explain what that means, because saying Hashem needs you is complete apikosis. We'll have to understand what that means. We'll maybe do a bit of a chazorah afterwards. And I can give him something and I can do chesed with Hashem. When he came to that akora, then he was able to withstand all the nisyonos. Avraham Avinu went through 10 tests and he survived them all. And we'll go through those 10 tests. We need to use his kalim to withstand those tests. And he's saying, take it for some Israel. The nisoyin we're going through today is battering Klal Israel. Makabo mapil chololim rabbi. Many are falling. Neshamas rabbis oiles al moiked a inquisitia shel tabuz marav midayom beyoymoy. What's the assimilation rate today in America, in the rest of Europe, in the rest of the Western world? The inquisitia of Western culture. How many Yudin has that dumped? Harala ruchoni. The poison, the spiritual poison that's spread in the whole world. The spiritual holocaust, it's happening in front of our eyes. Every computer now, this was written over 20 years ago, 2,000 years, it's in your pocket. Olul could possibly, lahafuch the taigazin umisreifus ruchnis, could be a spiritual gas chamber. The Neshamas Yisrael. We know today that it is a spiritual gas chamber for many, many people. Eina fechad sheyechel lazor lanu, v'adam oimed v'tomer, no one can help you, you're on your own. Adam Amad Batama, and it wasn't like the television. Television was a question of entertainment or not. So this is not coach entertainment, so you threw your television out. But this is not entertainment. This is how I make my panosa, this is how I buy shoes, this is how I do my homework. You go to school today anywhere in the world, you can do homework without the internet. How do you avoid it? I can't get a visa to Canada or England without visa. You can't. You got the answer for the forms. I tell you, ain't forms. Either you go on the internet and Google, you don't get one. So finish. You have to make a decision.
You can put filter.
Whoa, we're not discussing the practical. I'm just saying it's an Isayan that is riddled with problems. Without filter, you're not even talking. You've got to have filter, you've got to have that. But it's an Isayan Otsum. That most people are not withstanding the Otsum. Most people don't have filters, most people don't want filters, and the children, it's not so simple as just put on filters.
There's a difference with Inquisition. Inquisition is going, come to the Jewish just to break the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They make nothing, they give the opportunity to the Jewish people, and if you want, you take. That means if someone, he want to eat kosher, he can, but if he want not to eat kosher, it's not the goal, he come and he say, eat this one.
Alavai, what you were saying was true.
Yeah.
I must skim with you. If that's how it was, it would be very nice. I was a lokach. Lokach.
No.
The lokach. What must I do? What must I do? I can't go into it now. But I'm just saying it's not so posh. Because it's not just the nekuda of the internet. It goes with many other factors which we'll see. Let's go into it slowly. But you're right, Alavayat was just another nisoyin like all the other nisoyinas. Klal Yisrael didn't collapse and get devastated because people decided to start eating cheeseburgers. Suddenly there was this Moedeke Yates horror for cheeseburgers, and Klal Yisrael was sitting and eating cheeseburger. That never happened. Most people were still in the sign of kashrus. A little bit more mahabin, less mahabin. There was never a sign like this where I can't tell you how bad it is. I can't begin to tell you how bad it is. And it has factors in it which we've never had in the sign like before. Not too many solutions to this problem right now.
There are very few solutions. And does he propose any solutions?
Who? We're going to see the solution now. That's what we've been dealing with for the last few days. Is we're trying to understand what was Abraham Avinu. Once again, there's not going to solve the Klal's problem. I'm making a very, very frank statement here. You either take this for yourself or you don't.
Yeah.
There's not a klal issue. This is a personal issue. So if you don't have the problem, you don't have the problem. You don't need the solution. If you have the problem, you need the solution. Either you take the solution or you don't. There's not something you're gonna change the world with. You have to buy into it first. You know how many times I've asked Rav Taube, how do I get this across to my children? He said, get it yourself first. Once you've got it yourself first, they'll either copy you or they won't. But you can't. It is This is where it starts getting difficult. The only way to really withstand, and not just instead of the internet, the Nisoyin of the entire Nisoyin of this generation, the lack of understanding of what it means, Atava Chatanu Mikol HaOmim, what it means that we're Am Kodosh, Memleches Kehuna V'Goy Kodosh, that we're Shaloh Asani Goy, all that whole Nisoyin, of which the internet is just one major aspect, but it's much more than that. The assimilation rate has nothing to do with the internet, the Chayra, because it was happening long before the internet. You know what I'm saying? The whole problem of just the assimilation at core.
What page are you
on? I'm on Kuf Chav Dalet. Is to take the lesson of Amram Vinu v'mis chesed im koyne. Lahargish l'chush l'izboinan b'tzar ashkina. To feel and to internalize and to meditate on what the tzar ashkina is. על האדם לחשב את גודל הצער שגרם לאבי שבשמיים. The person has to think about the enormous tzar that he's causing his father in heaven. Who loves me and has mercy on me and only wants what's good for me. If I'm going to listen to the Yitzhahara, if Elech betelem shel kol ha'olam, hayrin mitzta'a chasvachilile sashkina kadosha. If I'm going to do that, if I'm going to walk after the ways of the world, I'm going to cause enormous tzar to the Shekhinah Kedosha. Whatever that means. Kaviyachol, Eizem Melech Hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Im Kol HaOlam Poel Negdoi. What kind of a king is Hashem if the whole world's up against him? Hare Kol HaOlam Roitzel Yisrof Es Nishmoseyam Shel Bonav HaYikarim. Vino ani yochel hoitzki yochel es kodesh bokh min a meitz mit veis asurim al yede kach she ashbor es tzaini im lo says is if you could take a kodesh bokh take the shchin out of this enormous tzar and golus that the shchin is in by just breaking my rotzen to do the rotzen Hashem, you wouldn't do that. Ve yecholti lit kesher el aviru b'shamayim lo ivo toy lekabel min a tanugim ruchnim ein tzaini. I have the opportunity there to bind myself to Hashem, to love Him, and to receive from Him pleasures that are infinite. Because all things we've dealt with, everything I'm saying now, we have whole chapters on this. To become the bride of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lizrapek kol alavasoi velitchabek imoi kaviyochol. To mamash cleave and hug and be immersed with Hashem. If that's what I have, so why would I stick my head into a garbage can and embrace that? And involve myself in all the tumah of the world? It's the only way you can raise your head above the tsunami that's flowing over the world. It's the only way that a person can walk through this world safe against everything the Yetzer is throwing at you today. To walk with Hashem, tzadik be'emunoscha yichya. If you're not going to be working on your relationship with Hashem on a regular basis, there's very little hope. But nesuin kadas Moshe v'Yisrael nerochin shnei shlovim al pi halacha. We know that in the system of marriage, in the Torah world, there's two stages. Arishon u'maisa kedushin. The first one is the kedushin, the erusin. The second stage is the marriage itself, the nisuin, which starts in the cheder yichud, the chuppah, whatever, cheder yichud. Shlava kedushin erech al yedei habaal ha'oseh sakinyan v'nesinas tabat liyad ha'isha. Kedushin is activated by the husband, the baal, making a kinyan by giving a shava pruta to a woman. V'shulchan aruch chelech even ha'ezer. Simon Mem Aleph Nibsak Lalocha. The Alocha is based on the Gemara. Makadish Adam Kama Noshim Ka'achas. You want to Makadish a whole bunch of women at the same time. Why you want to do that, I don't know, but you want to Makadish a whole bunch of women at the same time. The Alocha is you can be Makadish as many women as you want, Babatachas. How do you do that? Vishye Shavar Putta La Kolachas Vachas. You give each one a shava pruta, one of them is makabel, the kedushin on behalf of all of them. I state mefurish in Shulchan Aruch. Anybody wants to do this, yesh on lili smoich. Makadosh, lanim olap, harei atem mukadosh asli, v'tabat zuv. That's it. Now you makadosh to how many women as you want. Then you have a whole bunch of engagements, parties after that, whatever, it's quite geschmack. Okay. Al pi halacha, isha achas yechole lekabeles et tabata v'kulam. One woman can accept the tabat from all of them. Lumezoi shlava yichud haynu shene lechalutin. Nisuin is exactly the opposite. Etzem hagdoras hayichud, the maisa hayichud. What's the etzem mahus, the essence of yichud? There can't be anyone else in the room. Anyone else in the room breaks the yichud. The 10 women that he was makadosh, he has to take each one into the cheder yichud levad. If there was anybody else in the room, that's why the Adam have to go in there and make sure there's nothing else in the room. Always check the bathroom. Always check the bathroom. I was once. Brown Rubenstein, I'm not sure. That was Chedi Yichud at Brown Rubenstein's wedding. Anyway, so we went to the Chedi Yichud and we checked, there was no one there. And as we were walking out, a little old lady walked out the bathroom. She was in the bathroom. So you have to always check the bathroom, make sure the door's not locked. Open
they
and
go
and
to
check
a hotel room. They go to a hotel room or something. There's a bathroom there.
Yeah. Very often in the halls they have a bathroom in the Chedi Yichud.
Right.
Always check the bathroom. Anyway, so you understand that the definition of Yichud is it's Yichud. There's no one else in the room. But Maimed Hasinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiddush Es Am Yisrael Al Yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. HaSinai, we know the Mefoshim used as a marshal that was a Kiddushin. Klal Yisrael's Mekadosh and Moshe Rabbeinu was the Shliach. Kiddushim Eilu Ha'ili Bevasachas L'Kol Am Yisrael. Every yid was included in that Kiddushin. Luma Zois, es ha-yichud ben Yisrael avinu shebashamayim, tzarich l'kayim klapet kol echad ba'ifin ifrad. It was already, the seeds of that were already sown at HaSinai. That each Jew has to makayim that on his own, in his own unique way. Ish echad, what does it say? How did they say it at HaSinai? Ish echad b'leiv echad. What's it coming to teach me? Ish echad b'leiv echad. What's the limud?
There was a unity.
So then just say, Klal Yisrael stood at HaSinai b'leiv echad. What's ish echad b'leiv echad? That means each, even though each person was an ish echad, he was his own unique yid, nevertheless there was unity. They were all different. Moshe Rabbeinu showed you exactly where to stand, because no two yidden could stand in the same place. No two yidden can get the same Kabbalah Sotera. Each Jew sitting at HaSinai got a different Kabbalah Sotera because he had his own unique place where to stand. And it had to be his place, not someone else's place. Same way as a letter in the Sefer Torah, if it's in the wrong place, the Sefer Torah is possible. Klal Yisrael, 600,000 Neshamas, which is domed to the 600,000 letters in the Sefer Torah, to be in their unique space and get their unique Kabbalah Satorah. So now, Chanami the Kiddushin was Al Yedei Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kabbalah Satorah is Moshe Rabbeinu, and everybody got the Torah. But the etzem building of that relationship and connecting to Hashem via the Torah is to be your own unique way. Kol echad miklal Yisrael v'maylech yemechayev al ha'aretz, each Jew on his journey through this world, yoichel v'tzarich litzu keshem ha'kodesh baruch hu. Each Jew has to build his own relationship with Hashem. Ze keili, my God. Elokai neshama, elokai my God, my unique God. Al ha'kesh li is chazak v'amitz dumes es kesh ha'yichud. It needs yichud. Exclusivity. Yichud ze mashmoy sehil ichreti makorish baruch hu levad keviyochud. What's the mashmoy here? Yeah? Is you live with Hashem alone, like you live with your wife alone. There's no one else on the side. Al kol yedi mutal lehitnatek mikol asoy vivoyse litrachek mihev leolam hazeh lifnais ach verak lakorish baruch hu levad. That's the ideal, that's the goal, that's where we're headed. To be involved in an exclusive relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be menutak, completely disconnected from all the hevel of the world. And by the way, Avraham Avinu taught us to be very involved in the world. We don't go off and live in some monastery somewhere. That's not how we get rid of the hevel of the world. Avraham Avinu's Ike Chiddush was that we immerse ourselves in the world. We don't live in monasteries and isolate ourselves. We live in the world. We have children, we deal with the schools, we deal with Panosa, we deal with the guns of the world. And at the same time, totally bound to Hashem and completely disconnected from the world. That's an enormous nisoyon. To be a monk in the mountains somewhere is easy. No nisoyon. You don't have to go on a bus. You don't have to walk down the street. You don't have to walk into the post office. You don't have to do banking online. just mean to take yourself from the physical world and become spiritual. That's not our job. That's not the Jew's job. The Jew's job is to completely immerse in this world, doing all the physical things, and at the same time to be completely menutak and bound to Hashem at the same time. And that's what I said, it's an ideal, a very high ideal. But we have to start the journey.
When you say to expose yourself to the world, it's being expose yourself to the Omnis Olam as well. That's what Avraham Avinu did.
Well, I go into the post office and maybe not, but let's say I go into the post office and there's a shiksa sitting behind the counter. And I do business, and I might even have to go on business lunch with a non-Jewish.
Well, yeah, but there is an argument to completely encapsulate yourself in your own world. Don't have any exposure to anybody else.
That's the monk. That's the monk in the monastery.
Well, yeah, but
so you don't have to go to the Tibetan mountains. You can do it in your machsan under your.
There is a shitter that says I don't have any exposure to the outside world at all.
Fine. That wasn't Avraham Avinu's exposure. That's not what my life is. I have exposure to the world. Anybody here is completely isolated from the world. There may be a shitter like that, but seven. So let them live their shitter. There are people that walk around with that live in Guatemala. That's not Yiddishkeit. We're talking about Jews that are living up in Halacha Satora. I don't see the Gedolei Yisrael lived like that either. I don't see the Gedolei Yisrael cut themselves off and had nothing to do with the outside world.
There are certain Hasidic sects that do that.
Fun. And they have their problems as well. When you think they don't have kids going off the derech in Satme, in Monsi, in these places. That's off. But sadly, there are a lot of people doing a lot of things that may not be Alpi Ashkof or Satona. There were takufas in Jewish history, you write, where we needed more and more to isolate ourselves and cut ourselves off. And that was the approach. But today, how do you do that? Successfully.
I mean,
no one's been able to do that successfully today. It's not a mahalach, it's not a derech today.
But there's more of an argument, I mean, I'm just saying this, there's more of an argument to detach ourselves from learning in America and Canada and France and come to more an environment in Eretz Yisrael where our exposure to...
Because there are no kids going off the derech in Eretz Yisrael. There's no drugs in the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. There's no kids going off the derech. There's no Jewish girls marrying Arabs in Eretz Yisrael. You're right, it's a perfect place.
It's perfect, but it may be more perfect than in America.
I've heard from a Godel, I'm not mentioning his name because it's on tape, an enormous Godel, that could be today it's better dafka to live amongst the goyim than to live amongst Haredim who lo yodeh macho vosa ba'olamoy. Because your kids are exposed to it, yeah, and they think that that's what they're from and I'm from, so I'm better than them. When you're living next to a goy, your kids know that's a goy, and I'm a yid, and we have nothing to do with them and their narishkat. Today, what do you do with the next door neighbor's kids who's got the internet and everything, and you tell your kids you can't have internet? So you might have to give your kid internet in order to stop him going next door, because they don't have filters. It's a local kach pashut, all these solutions, local kach, all these solutions that aimed at one thing. Excuse me for saying this, it's all aimed at running away from Hashem. You can't run away from Hashem. Wherever you are, you have to serve Hashem and make your life.
But do you think the assimilation rate is higher here than in
No, I don't think it is, but it's not in non-existent and it's not small.
No, but it's smaller than...
Well, because the demographics here don't allow for...
Well, do we want...
If the exposure here was the same as it is in Chutz La'aretz, I have no doubt, that the assimilation rate would track with outside. It's just the demographics here. It's not so easy for a Jewish boy to go in and marry a girl from Kalkilia. It's a local kach pashut. But if they were at university together, and they were hanging out together, and they were mixing together like they do over there, it would be exactly the same.
But what I'm saying is you could mitigate the assimilation.
Fine, okay. So if that's the solution, fine. That's not going to work for me.
I think assimilation is very quite high up on you. That is the biggest problem.
There was a Mishpacha magazine article 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, Lo Zocher, that discussed the number of frum Jewish girls that had gone involved and married with Arabs, that were living in Arab villages. What do you think the number was? People disputed the number. I have a friend who works in this field. He disputed the number. Wasn't so high, but whatever. What do you think the number was they gave? Hold on to your shaitels. You want to guess? Girls from Frum Haredi homes that had been, I don't know if they'd all been in Beis Yaakov, but a big chunk of them lived in Beis Yaakov, that had got involved with Arabs and now living in Arab villages. And by the way, don't think it's not happening today in Beit Shemesh. Don't think it's not happening today in Beit Shemesh, in the Kenyon, even whatever, that the girls are hanging out with Arabs today. Don't think it's not happening. It's happening. What do you think the number was? They gave the number 3,000. Once again, I'm not saying you're right. But that's not the solution. What makes a Jewish girl from a frum home or a Jewish boy from a frum home get involved in the things they get involved in? Because they don't have simcha satoira. They don't have simcha in their relationship with Hashem and with the Yiddishkeit. That's where the problem's got to be solved. Whether you yar on the moon or you can put him on the moon, he's not going to serve Hashem properly because he doesn't have the simcha v'tuv lev of his Yiddishkeit. That's where the problem is. I agree with you. But I don't think that's going to solve the problem. Sorry to depress everybody here this morning, but we have to be real.
Where do they get that simcha from? Because if they don't get it at home, they're for sure the chadam and stuff.
I don't know. I'm just learning what's written in the safe.
The parents
have to get it. We the parents. That's us. That's me. We have to get it. I told you. This is what we mentioned. This is Milchoma Sayochi. This is my Milchoma that I have to work out. On that cheerful note, there are people that are matzliach. They are beautiful, wonderful. I was telling somebody yesterday, you walk into Yeshiva Katana, where kids are sitting and learning, tell me you don't see a miracle. That's Derech HaTeva, that a 13-year-old, and we know what 13-year-olds look like, is sitting and learning Torah with Cheshek. And davening, that's not a miracle. Where's the Derech HaTeva in that? He could be doing a million other things right now. And he's sitting learning with Cheshek? That's not a miracle. Baruch Hashem, we have plenty role models to go and learn from. We have to learn. But we first need to recognize how deep the problem is. Yeah. Work.